You know that feeling when someone shows up for you just when you need it most? Yeah, I mean, we all need that. That's what Uber's all about. Not just a ride or dinner at your door. It's how Uber helps you show up for the moments that matter. Because showing up can turn a tough day around or make a good one even better. Whatever it is, big or small, Uber is on the way. So you can be on yours. Uber, on our way.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
And decisive action is needed to combat the growing issue of retail theft and antisocial behaviour. That's the call this morning from XL Recruitment, to say that retail crime in Ireland has now reached crisis levels. And joining us is Michael Wall of Salvagem Antique Shop in Cork. Good morning to you, Michael. Michael, I know you have some personal experience. You run a business, it's on a street, there's a bus stop nearby, but you have some personal experience of this, I suppose, antisocial behaviour, intimidation of shop owners, retail crime, all of it. Tell us a little bit about your own story.
Good morning, Kira. Thank you. Yeah, it was something that occurred in the shop, outside the shop on Wednesday last. And it was an all too frequent sight, something that we're coming to expect as the norm. Gangs of youths just acting about, messing, congregating. This incident was a little different. This incident involved a group of kids, and I mean kids, they were 13, 14.
Yeah.
These aren't men, these are much younger. These are kids, and kids will be kids. We're always told, us ourselves as kids, we were always messing about as well, and that's okay. Here, when I approached the youth to stop messing about with furniture that was on display outside the shop, they were a little bit more than boisterous. Insults came flying. No blame was taken. They just proceeded to throw the insults and I suppose to avoid blame. The issue was compounded when one threatened to stick me, break the windows, kick my head in and threatened to stick me. Again, threats you're not going to take too seriously from a kid until you discover a hypodermic needle left in a planter pot that they have been messing about with. This was a used needle, a needle with quite an exposed, sharp tip to it.
I presume, and I'm hoping very sincerely, that you didn't get sort of pricked or cut by it in any way.
No, it was... I'd like to think that this young, this person that was carrying the same said needle, again, didn't really, okay, look, was it with intent? Personally, I shrugged my shoulders and thought nothing of it until I spotted the needle and thought, okay, hang on now, here we have a very young kid that either picked up a needle somewhere and thought to carry it around with an intent to use it or to threaten somebody to use it in jest or otherwise, but that itself is not normal behaviour. Well,
no.
It shouldn't be normal behaviour, but here we are Wednesday of last week on the street.
What was your response at that point? Did you call the guards? What does someone in your position do? You're running a business. You have, like, I don't know what you have outside your shops, but seats or couches or some such thing, and kids are messing with them and stuff, and you're well within your rights to tell them to get lost. But what do you do then when they push back, when they insult you, when they threaten you, and when indeed you find a needle? Do you go to the guards?
You can, look, the most obvious situation here is to go to the guards, particularly when there is an offensive weapon there in front of you. Call the guards. We're told by the liaison officer, or the guard liaison, and we're told by the guard that we meet on a regular basis, to call 999 and call the emergency line. And details will be taken. You'll be sent through to the guard control. Message will be taken, and somebody will be dispatched to you. This is Wednesday of last week. I haven't had one single person come next door near me.
Oh, so you did do that, and no one has gotten back to you?
No, 6 o'clock on Wednesday, or just before 6 o'clock on Wednesday, Wednesday evening, a phone call was made to the emergency line. The call was logged. And we are now here Thursday of the whatever date we are today.
8 days later.
And 8 days later, we have had no idea.
And the reason I'm asking you about the guards, etc., is I would imagine that if there is no censure or sanction for lads behaving in the way that they behaved, there's no disincentive for them not behaving that way again. And so there is nothing. There has been no pushback against these kids. No one has come after them. Nobody has called round to their house or knocked on their door, or given out to their mammy, or none of that has happened.
None of that has happened. Now, it is not the guard's job, or the guardie's job to police or to look after kids, or to certainly to raise kids, to know the difference between.
No, but
right
the guard, it is the guard's job to manage antisocial behaviour on the streets.
Oh, absolutely, 100%, or certainly be there, be visible, to act as a deterrent to antisocial behaviour, in the same way that a guard or patrol car on the roads is going to be a deterrent to speeding. And not kind of, I suppose, hidden inside in a bush somewhere.
Okay. Michael, maybe lastly, this is an unpleasant experience of you. You know, you got a bit of lip, you got a bit of threats thrown at you, but then some of them looked like they might have been almost, I mean, you could have pricked yourself on that needle, there's no question. Other retailers, other people who have business premises where you are they experiencing the same thing?
They are, even chatting to one or two yesterday. We talked about it, we spoke about it, and I let them know that again, look, there was going to be a little bit of talk and discussion about it. And we've had there's a restaurant, one that I go to frequently, with their tables and chairs outside, and they're plagued by kids just, I suppose, manhandling tables, chairs, throwing seats around, coming in groups, and just generally acting the maggot. It's not just the kids again. We see not just kids performing all these behaviours. It's everything from, as we're coming to describe it as the norm, we're seeing a lot of aggressive begging. Begging has gone from
no,
the normal.
You're in Cork, we're up in Dublin, and it is the exact same issue, I would imagine, for lots and lots of people here. And I think it is important to highlight it. I also think it is important to contact the guards. And I also, with respect to the guards, think it's important for them to get back to you. But look, thank you for coming on and telling us about that. I'm sure it'll resonate with lots of people. That is Michael Wall there of Salvagem Antique Shop in Cork. Let us know if you are in a similar position, your own experiences of this. Something has to be done. We cannot cede the streets to feral gangs of kids who are apparently think they can act with impunity. Tell us your stories and tell us what you think we should do about it. 087 1400 106.
Okay, 7:41 on News Talk Breakfast. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.